Hallo und willkommen zu einer neuen Ausgabe unseres Podcasts Das Seriensprechzimmer. Am 21. März startete auf Netflix die heiß ersehnte Science-Fiction-Serie Three Body Problem. Diese basiert auf den Science-Fiction-Romanen der Trisolaris-Reihe vom chinesischen Autoren Cixin Liu. Zum Start der Serie ermöglichte uns Netflix einige coole Interviews mit den Darstellenden. Im finalen Interview der Reihe durfte ich mit einem weiteren Mitglied der Oxford Five sprechen, nämlich Jin Cheng, gespielt von Jess Hong. Und mit dabei war Xin Zheng, die die junge Ye Wenji im China der 60er Jahre spielte.
My question is to both of you. So with Cixin Liu being Chinese and a large part of the cast of Three Body Problem being Asian as well, did you still feel that the casting department did the material right, even though a major part of the plot was transferred to London and Europe?
Did you watch the show?
Yes.
Did you like the Chinese cast of everybody?
Absolutely.
The representative of our entire cast.
And yeah. I just felt it could have been more if it was entirely in China.
Well, we did the whole thing in London, and it just made it feels like at the period of time in China, because right now we have so many populations in China, you would never be able to find a place like within that kind of time period that could build. And it was very nice because we stick together. You know, we're a group project, so it would be very nice to film together, because our director, Derek Tsang, was not only responsible for the Chinese part of the filming, but also responsible for the entire first and second episode. So he has to stay around. And how magnificent that they could build a set like that in London, and nobody can tell, and also in Spain.
And I would also say that with Dan, David, and Alex have done an incredible job to make something globally relatable. Like, they've chosen Oxford and London because it's very plausible that genius physicists from around the world might end up there and build like very close bonds. And that's how they came up with the Oxford Five, one of which I play. And we are a very diverse ensemble, both in terms of our personal background, but also our personalities. You know, there's someone different for audience members to relate to. So you can walk in someone's shoes along this crazy ride. And I think there was actually an adaptation, a Chinese adaptation of the books as well. And this is one that is for the West, I guess. So it makes
for the world.
For the world. But definitely made sense to place it into an English speaking country, and definitely a place like London where it's super international here. I was on a plane the other day and there were like 25 countries on a connecting flight. It was crazy. So I really think that's a stroke of genius to bring these characters together in a way that makes sense. So you can follow them along the roller coaster.
And it's more inclusive because we have cast from New Zealand, Australia, America, the UK, Taiwan, China.
If an alien race actually came to Earth, what would your initial reaction to that be, to the both of you?
Peace. Surrender. Peace. But equal rights.
I feel like there would probably be some protests, right? If they tried to conquer us, and we were like, there would be some sort of uprising. We'd be like, no, you know, we deserve equal rights among the aliens, like.
Right.
Let us stand up and have our own government.
Same as artificial intelligence, I make peace with them. And same as iPhone newly came into this world, I make peace with them. I will just make peace with the aliens and surrender. You know, surrender to the new things. But I hope that they will not come so soon.
Yeah, give us some time, aliens.
Yes, give us some time to develop. Our science need to run faster.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.